This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Milk. It comes from cows, right? Well, not all the milk you see on supermarket shelves is from an udder. These days, we see many plant-based alternatives to dairy, such as oat, pea and soya milk. But why would someone stop drinking their full-fat, semi-skimmed or skimmed cow's milk and trade it for one of these? There are many reasons someone might try alternative milks. Some people believe the alternatives are healthier than milk from cows. Those with lactose intolerance or thinking about becoming vegan might start drinking alternative milks. Also, concerns about the impact of dairy farming on the environment could be a factor. Whatever the reason, there are many alternatives to dairy out there for us to consume. But what are the differences between these other options and regular cow's milk? Soya milk is one common alternative. According to some sources, such as Healthline.com, it contains a similar amount of protein to regular milk. It is also lower in calories than some cow's milk, which could be good for those on a diet and often comes fortified with things like calcium and various vitamins. So, all good? Well, soya is a common allergen and, according to foodallergy.org, is one of the 9 foods which cause the majority of allergic reactions. Almond milk is a low-calorie, low-fat drink and is naturally lactose-free and has a slight nutty taste. When unsweetened, it also has lower levels of carbohydrates and sugars than some dairy options. However, even when fortified, it doesn't provide the levels of protein seen in soya or regular milk. Then there's coconut milk, which is low in calories and may not affect people with nut allergies as much as other options, but is lacking in protein. Whichever plant-based milk you choose, there are positives and negatives. Dietitians agree the most important thing is getting a healthy, balanced diet which won't trigger any allergies and comes with all the minerals and vitamins you need. And at the end of the day, it may just come down to which one you think tastes better.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.